I had a dream about you.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make that awkward. You weren't a really a starring role. You were in it. We were at a function, I think. And I know describing dreams to someone who wasn't there is incredibly boring. But I promise you there is daring. There's suspense. And there's also
adventure?
There is a little bit of adventure in this, all right? And I'll try to make it quick. So really, it was a small role. You played a small role. But we were coming out of a building and on the roof. Maybe we were downtown, right?
Okay.
So we were like at a function and we were with some other person. I don't know who this other person was. And so the way to get down from the building from the roof wasn't the normal way. Like, hey, why don't you go back in the building and just take the elevator down? There was almost like a fire escape on the outside of the building, right?
And that's what we chose?
And so it was, but it was understood. It was one of those things. It was like, okay, this is how we get down.
Wasn't discussed. Okay.
Right, right, exactly. And so you go first and you open kind of the gate to get out onto the fire escape. And then I see you take your hands, and we're maybe like 4 or 5 stories up. Take your hands, grab the side of the railing, and hop over.
Oh.
And you were just going to jump. And so you jumped. And so kind of, I was like, what? And so I walked over. You know, I walked casually.
Sure. Yeah. It's not really anything I need to hurry to.
Right. Yes. I casually walk over to the side and watch.
See what she did.
Watch as you kind of like are doing like flips like you would be diving into a pool.
Oh.
And I yell, tuck and roll. And so you land and you tuck and roll and you pop up and you kind of you kind of roll and you pop up and you wave.
Amazing landing.
Yes. And you wave up to me and I'm like, oh, and people kind of run around you and you're like, I'm okay. Because you literally jump from like 4 floors up. That was really the only part of your dream, because then me and this other person, we take the fire escape like normal people would.
Sure, yes. Not as fancy as my dismount.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I just thought it was so random. Again, you had a very small role in my dream, but it was.
But it had flair, it sounds like.
It did. It had flair. And you're like, nope. Taking the stairs is going to take way too long.
Yeah. Oh, so, no. I like, get it done.
Right.
Get it done.
Right. I'm just going to jump.
With style.
You jumped. Tuck it and roll. Like
it sounds like it worked out.
It did. It did.
And I'm excited about that.
You were uninjured. You popped up. You're like, great. I'm all right. Kind of dusted yourself off and you were on your way.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, I will not try that in real life.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It worked out in your dream.
Again, it's one of those weird things, and I know describing dreams to someone who wasn't a part of it is always very random, but
but thanks for your guidance in the tuck and roll.
Yeah.
Sounds like I took the advice, it worked out.
Right, exactly. And it was one of those things that, you know, in your dream, it's like, of course this is normal. Of course this is how we're going to get down from this building after this event.
Of course, that's what she's doing.
We're going to take the fire escape.
And I'm going to leap.
Kelly's like, you know what? Peace.
See you, sucker.
See you, suckers, at the bottom.
Oh, that's fun. I'm glad I can play a really fun, entertaining, athletic part in your dream.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You tucked and rolled, and everything was fine. So
great.
Yep. That was it.